Task 3. You are listening to a podcast about some of the problems caused by modern gadgets. Listen to the podcast and complete the notes below.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Tech World podcast. With us today is Pansy Tong, Professor of Social Sciences at a local university. We're going to talk about problems related to modern gadgets. Welcome, Pansy. And where should we start today?
Thanks for having me on the show, Tony. I'd like to start by talking about the handheld games that are very popular. Playing these games can result in eye problems and headaches.
Yes, I've heard that playing these games can result in eye problems. But I didn't know it can cause headaches as well. Why is that? Is it simply because people are playing these games for too many hours a day?
That's one reason, yes. But it's also because they are spending 4 to 5 hours a day focusing on a small screen.
And another reason?
Another reason is because many people play these handheld games in the dark. It's not like going to the cinema and looking at a big screen. Our eyes may be affected if we play in the dark.
And these handheld gadgets or games seem really popular. Even kids as young as 6 or 7 are playing with them.
For young children, of course, these games are not good for their eyes. We also find that children who play these games are often less creative.
Really? I thought all the different games and all the images would make children more creative.
In fact, it's the opposite. As these games have a lot of images in them, children don't have to imagine anything. Listening to a story allows children to imagine and create their own images, but they have no need to imagine when playing these games. So children are becoming less creative and failing to develop high-level thinking.
High-level thinking is very important for children's learning. I've also heard that electronic gadgets can create problems with interpersonal relationships. How serious is this?
The problems with interpersonal relationships can be very serious. We find that people, especially young adults, say 18 to 27, run into problems with interpersonal relationships because they spend so much time on the internet. They stop paying attention to others' needs or spend less time talking to them.
Yeah, it's really strange to see my friends spending so much time on the internet instead of chatting face to face with each other. It's important to get enough communication. Let's change the topic and talk about effects that are less personal, like the rising number of traffic accidents related to talking on mobile phones.
The number of traffic accidents related to mobile phone use is alarming. When people are talking on their mobile phones, their brain cannot multitask.
But we multitask all the time, don't we? And multitasking is such a common term in the workplace.
I'll get to the workplace in a minute. First of all, we often have to do different things at the same time. But for higher level tasks, the brain follows a sequence. If something happens suddenly, it still takes 1/2 second longer for the person to react.
So, that 1/2 second of reaction time really makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Now, let me talk about gadgets and multitasking in the workplace. People would think that gadgets increase productivity. However, we're learning that all the technology in the workplace, email, instant messaging, mobiles, actually makes us less productive. And we tend to make more mistakes.
It's hard to believe that people are less productive and make more mistakes, even with the help of gadgets. Why is that?
Let me ask you a question. Have you realized you make more spelling mistakes when you use computer word processors? Gadgets usually come with many functions, like spell checks, alarms for appointments, etc. People are getting more and more reliant on them. In the long run, people are less productive because they trust technology to help them solve different kinds of problems. Especially in the workplace, people are likely to make more mistakes.
I see. I really have learnt a lot. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for coming, Pansy.
You are welcome.